Translation. Present here now is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose true form cannot be understood even by such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is realized by devotees because of their unflinching surrender. May that same Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of his devotees and who is worshipped by silence, by devotional service, and by cessation of material activities, be pleased with us. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Krishna is not properly understood even by such exalted personalities as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, what to speak of ordinary men, but by his causeless mercy he bestows the benediction of devotion upon his devotees, who can thus understand Krishna as he is. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tatvatah. No one within this universe can understand Krishna in truth, but if one engages in devotional service, one can understand him perfectly well. This is also confirmed by the Lord in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7.1. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashrayah asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyasyasi tachrunu. Now hear, O son of Pritha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Lord Krishna himself teaches how one can understand him perfectly well, without a doubt. Not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instructions of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. After instructing Yudhishthir Maharaj, Narad Muni prays for the Lord's blessing that he be pleased with everyone and that everyone become perfect in God consciousness and return home back to Godhead. Om Agnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, we are extremely grateful to have this opportunity for speaking here at Sri Bhaktivedanta Manor, Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning. So, with permission from all the assembled devotees, we'll try to speak a few words on the spiritual command of devotees. So, this verse, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 77, is of course the continuation of Narad Muni's glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to King Yudhishthir. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of glorifications not only of Krishna, but glorifications of his devotees as well. So certain parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, certain characters in Srimad Bhagavatam teach us how to behave. And there are certain characters which are meant to teach us how not to behave. So this particular verse is a very beautiful glorification of Krishna, and this is composed by Narad Muni. So these are the kind of verses which we should be studying and reciting as part of our daily prayers. Of course, our memory in Kali Yuga is limited. We're not like Shukdev Goswami, who had all 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam off by heart. But at least we can make an effort to learn some shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly these glorifications of the Lord. It's of course very wonderful to pray in our own way as well, from our heart, but it's also wonderful to recite the standard prayers directly from the scriptures. So this is one such verse this morning. So when we come before Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, of course the normal tendency of the common masses is what? To pray for this, that, and the other. God give me this, God give me that, God give me the other. But this is a very simplistic and basic understanding of religion. And people actually think this is perfectly okay. They think that this is the sum and substance of spirituality. This is the whole purpose of coming to the temple, to ask the Lord for this, that, and the other. So we have to train our congregation to actually rise above all these peripherals and to come to a higher state of consciousness, to actually make spiritual progress. So Janmana Jayate Shudra Sanskarad Bhavadvija. Srila Prabhupada always says, quotes this verse, that it's only by training that one can actually elevate one's consciousness. So it does require training. So we have to teach people that when you come to the temple, please try and pray for nothing actually. Pray for Krishna's pleasure. Pray to the Lord for devotional service. Pray to the Lord to be allowed to please Him. Sansiddhi Hari Toshanam. Such a beautiful verse, which is actually the sum and substance of everything. That the perfection of life lies in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sansiddhi Harito Sharanam. Everybody? Samsiddhi Harito Sharanam. Haritoshanam. The secret lies in Haritoshanam, Krishna's satisfaction. Hari's satisfaction. Whatever we can do to satisfy the Lord, that ought to be done without reservation. So how do we know what to do? How do we know what will satisfy the Lord? So we have our Siksha Gurus and mentors. We were thinking the other day, what is the most Vedic equivalent for the word mentor? And one devotee came up with this word, Siksha Guru. So we have our checks and balances. So many wonderful devotees. We are part of a community. This is the beauty of Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have a community of devotees here. So we're not on our own. Help is at hand. But we must make sure that we get a good helping of Shravanam Kirtanam daily. Help is at hand, but we must make sure we get a good helping of Shravanam Kirtanam daily. This is actually the medicine for a rebellious mind. Sansiddhi Hari Toshanam. So devotees are there to guide us, and when we're making a mistake, they're there to correct us. Yeah. Depending on our relationship, we may sometimes be severely chastised, as I am often, or we may sometimes be lightly reprimanded, depending on our relationship with the devotee. But one important thing for Siksha Gurus, mentors, whatever we call them, is the whole mood is one of trying to help whoever comes to us for guidance. We're not trying to pounce on them, we're not slapping them down, putting them down. Of course, our mood is to serve them, to help them, to assist them in whatever way we can. So this is done with great affection. So this verse is a very wonderful glorification by Narad Muni. And we'll just go through the purport once again. Does anyone want to say anything before we continue? Lord Krishna is not properly understood even by such exalted personalities as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. What to speak of ordinary men? So it's difficult to understand Krishna, especially for ordinary men. Krishna is perhaps the most misunderstood. So many people have so many accusations against Krishna. Krishna did this, Krishna did that. So this is the beauty of Krishna, that Krishna does not have to abide by any rules. Krishna makes the rules and Krishna breaks the rules. If God is bound by a certain moral code, then what kind of God is that? Krishna makes the rules, Krishna breaks the rules. In his incarnation as Lord Ramchandra, he follows the rules. He chooses to follow the rules. But as Leela Purushottam, Krishna, he sometimes breaks the rules. And because of this, he is often criticized by the mundane moralists. Krishna did this, Krishna danced with the gopis, this, that and the other. We hear it all the time. So as devotees of Krishna, our business is to defend the Lord. And sometimes we can defend the Lord very well, philosophically, and at other times it's best just to avoid coming in contact with such people. So we have to decide. Ultimately, the Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani. Those people who criticize the Lord, they are destined to the Asurim yoni, or the lower species of life, birth after birth. Mam aprapyeva kaunteya. They never come to me, O son of Kunti, Arjun. Mam aprapyeva kaunteya tato yanti adhamam gatim. And they gradually seek down,
slide down into the most abominable type of existence. So Krishna is understood by his devotees. By his causeless mercy, he bestows the benediction of devotion upon his devotees. So how does one understand Krishna? We must all understand how one cannot understand Krishna. One cannot understand Krishna by frantically going through the scriptures. One cannot understand Krishna by learning shlokas and Sanskrit. One cannot understand Krishna by virtue of one's own knowledge. One can understand Krishna by causeless mercy from the Lord Himself. So ours is a kripa marga. We are completely dependent on the Lord's mercy. Is it not? And as Srila Prabhupada says, one must depend fully on the Lord's mercy and not even a pinch on one's own strength. So we are actually just begging for mercy day and night. That is our business in Krishna consciousness. What is our business in Krishna consciousness? Well, we're transcendental beggars. What are we doing all day and all night? We're begging for mercy. We're begging for mercy from Radha Gokulananda. We're begging for a drop of mercy from Srila Prabhupada. That is our business day and night. And we are very hopeful that one day Srila Prabhupada will give us shelter at his lotus feet, despite our disqualifications. That is our faith. So we are endeavoring ahead on this path of Krishna consciousness. Time is of essence on the path of Krishna consciousness. And time has passed us by. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, time has gone. So it is an emergency. So for preachers, it's very important to impress upon the common masses the urgency of the message. Because any time we can be thrown out without notice. So we have to become very serious very quickly. When I started first coming to the temple, everyone was older than me, and I was the youngest. And looking around this morning, I'm thinking, where have those people gone? And I feel as if now I'm in my 40s, this body is in its 40s, so I'm looking around and thinking, oh, there are so many younger devotees who are in their 20s, but not for long. Youth is short-lived, is it not? Mm-hmm. Here today and gone tomorrow. So while we are young, it's very nice to see that so many brahmacharis are running around doing so many wonderful services, extremely commendable. But we must make sure that although we're doing so many different services, that we're getting a very good dose of Harikatha and Harikirtan every day. And this is keeping us strong and enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. What is it Rupa Goswami says? Utsaha. Yeah? Utsaha. Such an important aspect of Krishna consciousness. This enthusiasm. All difficulties start to manifest when we lose enthusiasm. So utsaha, and then of course nishchayat, determination. One has to be extremely determined to get up even out of bed in the morning. Just like this morning, I was extremely determined to get out of bed to come here for Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we had Lalita Asakhi Mataji had chastised me. So I took it very seriously and I decided, yes, I will come and give Srimad Bhagavatam class. So I actually invited myself. I think I told Sutapa Prabhu and that, yes, I would like to come and give Srimad Bhagavatam class. So here I am, and it got me out of bed in the morning, so I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity to be with all the devotees this morning. Would anybody like to say anything before we go on? Prabhu. Yes. Wonderful, yes. Who can comment on that? Yes. So we have to receive the mercy, be ready to receive the mercy when it comes. And the Lord's mercy may come from different places. The Lord's mercy usually comes from His devotees. It can come directly, can come in various ways. But generally, when someone is when the Lord is very merciful, we often get something from His devotees. Have anyone, would you agree with that? It's a good experience that you've shared, and that is certainly a very wonderful point. So when we must be ready to receive the mercy. So Krishna here bestows the benediction of devotion upon His devotees, who can thus understand Krishna as He is. This is Srila Prabhupada's beautiful line. Bhagavad Gita as it is, Krishna as He is. One person wrote a book, and the title of his book was Krishna According to Me. So just imagine, Krishna according to me. But here, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna as He is. So we don't want to know Krishna according to what Mr. Patel has to say, or Krishna according to what Joe Bloggs has to say about Krishna. We want to know who Krishna is as He is, as Srila Prabhupada explains. Bhaktiya mama bhijanati yavan yashchasmi tattvatah. No one within this universe can understand Krishna in truth. But if one engages in devotional service, one can understand Him perfectly well. So this is our treasure, devotional service, seva. And this seva is actually the most valuable treasure. We all know that Krishna gives so many things to so many people, but does He give devotional service easily? Does He give His own seva easily? Very difficult to obtain devotional service. So devotional service is priceless. Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. So if one can purchase devotional service at any price, one must purchase it. but unfortunately devotional service is not available to purchase in the marketplace. So how? We actually are all engaged in devotional service, but sometimes our devotional service, we may perform it mechanically without even understanding or realizing or appreciating what we have, that we're actually engaged in devotional service. So it's possible to become over-familiar with devotional service to the degree that it just appears to be some mundane activity. So one must be mindful that actually I am engaged in devotional service. It's good to keep that in mind. And otherwise one can just confuse devotional service without really appreciating that it is devotional service and it's not something mundane. So what makes an activity devotional service? If it's done for Krishna, for the propagation of Krishna consciousness, that's devotional service. If it's done for me, for my sense gratification, then that is not devotional service. Mundane activities and devotional service not only appear similar, but sometimes I would go beyond that to say look very similar. So two people may be engaged in the same activity, a devotee and a non-devotee. The same activity, one may be devotional service, the other may be a mundane activity. So there is it is sometimes mistaken what constitutes devotional service, so one should be very clear about that. If one engages in devotional service, one can understand Krishna perfectly well. This is also confirmed by the Lord in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's a very beautiful verse and a very important verse which I'm sure devotees are familiar with. Maya sakta mana partha. Maya sakta yogam yunjan madashraya. Asamshayam samagram mam. Yatha gyasya sita chrono. That was Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 1. Now hear, O son of Pritha Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Lord Krishna himself teaches how one can understand him perfectly well, without a doubt. Not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instructions of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. After instructing Yudhishthir Maharaj, Narad Muni prays for the Lord's blessing that he be pleased with everyone and that everyone become perfect in God consciousness and return home back to Godhead. How wonderful! Narad Muni is praying for all of us. He's not just praying for himself. Neither is Narad Muni praying for his family. Neither is Narad Muni praying for his community. Neither is Narad Muni praying for his nation. Neither is Narad Muni praying for the world. He's praying for everyone. Narad Muni prays for the Lord's blessing that he be pleased with everyone and that everyone become perfect in God consciousness and return home back to Godhead. So this is compassion. This is Vaishnava compassion, that one prays for everyone. One prays for everyone. So when devotees ask us, Prabhu, please pray for me. So generally what do? We say, yeah, I've heard that one before. But do we actually pray? Yeah. Oftentimes, don't you get, haven't you, you get devotees asking you probably all the time. Yeah. Someone will come and say, oh, Prabhu, Nadip Chandra Prabhu, please pray for me. Isn't it? No? You get that? So do we actually pray for them when someone comes and asks us? I know frequently Mother Kulangna has a lot of devotees come and ask her, Mataji, please pray for us. And you know what she does? She actually has a list of names, a list of devotees, and there are almost 100 names on that list, and she prays for them daily. She calls out their name and she remembers them. Some of these devotees have left the world. But this is Vaishnava compassion, that we pray for each other. And a Vaishnava's prayers are so exceedingly powerful. When devotees pray for us, what more could we desire? So we are all in the same boat. We are trying to go back home, to return home, back to Godhead. So it's a journey we're on, a spiritual journey destined for Golok Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So that is where we're trying to go. And we must not lose sight of the goal. Sometimes going back home, back to Godhead, may become like a distant something which is not really possible. But no, let's be very serious about it. Srila Prabhupada says it's possible, and Srila Prabhupada also says that impossible should be removed from the dictionary. So it is possible, but we have to work at it. We have to work on our consciousness for many hours a day. Then whatever we perform throughout the day will be performed in a Krishna conscious way, joyfully and in the right mood. Susukham kartum avyayam. So when we are in Krishna consciousness throughout the day, then all our tasks will be done in Krishna consciousness and there will be no reaction. So this is a very wonderful state to be in, when one is freed from all reactions. Otherwise, of course, we all are familiar with the philosophy. There are reactions to suffer and reactions to enjoy. But when we act in Krishna consciousness, nothing. There is no sin, there is no piety, there is just pure bhakti. And in this way, one has a chance to go back home at the end of this life, when the balance of one's karma becomes zero. So this is the opportunity that we have in front of us. So we need to take full advantage of this opportunity. Everything is here. Temples are here, devotees are here, Radha Gokulananda are here, Prasadam is here, everything has been set up. So we really need to take advantage of this opportunity and perfect our life and try to return home at the end of this life. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.